AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The U.S. and its five world partners have inked a nuclear deal with Iran.
This deal meets every single one of the bottom lines that we established when we achieved a framework earlier this spring. Every pathway to a nuclear weapon is cut off. And the inspection and transparency regime necessary to verify that objective will be put in place.
This is an important step in putting the lid on Iran's nuclear program.
I will terminate that deal. I will put in place crippling economic sanctions on Iran, and I will convince our allies to do the same.
Throughout the day, you've heard from President Obama and people like Hillary Rodham Clinton and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who want to be president. Iranians on the streets of Tehran told the Associated Press they hope the accord will be good for them and their families. Golda Nawabi, an Iranian-American who lives in Los Angeles, shares their optimism.
I just wish happiness for the people of Iran, and I hope it's going to affect the economy.
Closing arguments came today in the Colorado theater shooting case. An attorney for the accused shooter says James Holmes suffered from a severe mental illness that prevented him from telling right from wrong.
In order to analyze how the mental illness affected his behavior and ability to think and distinguish right from wrong, we have to know what kind of a mental illness we're talking about.
The district attorney argued that Holmes knew right from wrong.
Do not confuse mental disease or defect with moral obliquity.
The attack in suburban Denver left 12 people dead and 70 injured. Tonight is the All-Star Baseball game in Cincinnati. This is AP Radio News. The family of a black man who died in police custody in New York City has settled with the city, but AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports the Big Apple can't buy justice.
Accepting a nearly $6 million settlement from the city is no cause for celebration, says Gwen Carr. She says there won't be any reason for celebrating until the police officers who killed her son, Eric Garner, last year are held criminally liable.
11 times he said he couldn't breathe, and they chose not to indict. Where is the justice?
Garner's case became part of the roll call of black men abused by police nationwide. Demonstrations are still planned for the weekend to urge the Justice Department to bring a civil rights case, which is seen as a legal long shot. Warren Levinson, New York.
Days after South Carolina removed a standalone Confederate battle flag from its Capitol grounds, the NAACP is calling tonight on Mississippi legislators to remove the Confederate battle emblem from their state flag. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.